Good evening. This is Akashvani and I am Abhishek Mukhopadhyay with the news at 9. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi chairs a high-level security meeting with Defence Minister and top officials in wake of Pahalgam terror attack. Government aims to empower youth with skills to position India as a global innovation hub, says Prime Minister. Supreme Court orders CBI probe into builder bank nexus in Delhi NCR and other cities. Delhi government approves draft bill to regulate fees in all schools of the national capital. Mark Carney to continue as Prime Minister of Canada following his party's win in the general elections. And in women's cricket, India beat South Africa by 15 runs to register second consecutive win in the Tri-Nation ODI series. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today chaired a high-level security meeting with Defence Minister Rajnath Singh, National Security Advisor Ajit Doval, and other top officials at his residence in New Delhi. The meeting was held in the wake of the Pahalgam terror attack in Jammu and Kashmir, which claimed 26 lives. The Chief of Defence Staff, Anil Chauhan, and chiefs of three services also attended the meeting. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar today spoke to foreign ministers of Greece, Cyprus, Panama, Somalia, Slovenia, and Guyana and discussed the Pahalgam terrorist attack. During his talks with the Greece Foreign Minister George Gerapetriatis, Dr. S. Jaishankar lauded the country's strong stance against cross-border terrorism. He thanked foreign ministers of Cyprus and Panama for the call of support and solidarity in face of the cross-border terrorist attack at Pahalgam. Dr. Jaishankar discussed the need to combat terrorism in all forms and manifestations while having conversation with Somalia and Guyana's foreign ministers. In Jammu and Kashmir, all security arrangements have been put in place to ensure the safety, security and comfort of all visiting tourists to the Kashmir region following Pahalgam terror attack. Talking exclusively to Akashvani News, Srinagar Inspector General of Police Kashmir V.K. Birdi said, robust security arrangements have been established at all tourist destinations.
हालिया पसमंजर में जितने भी सियाती मकामात हैं वहां पर जो सिक्योरिटी ग्रिड है प्रेजेंट उन्होंने एक अपना एक रिव्यू भी किया हुआ है और वो पूरी सिक्योरिटी ग्रिड पूरी पुख्ता तौर पे रिव्यूड है और सभी लोगों को ये अहकामात बख्शे गए हैं कि वहां पे जो अपनी ग्रिड है और अलर्टनेस है पूरा चाक चौबंद और चौकस तरीके से वहां पे रखेंगे यहां पे सारा जो सिक्योरिटी अमला है और पुलिस है वो इस चीज के लिए पुरजम है कि यहां पे आने वाले जो सयाह हैं या बाशिंदगान हैं तो उनकी सिक्योरिटी में सारी सुविधा रहे।
Meanwhile, tourist activity remains unaffected at key locations. Tourists have been warmly welcomed and the local communities, along with the administration and tourism stakeholders, are fully facilitating the stay.
मेरा नाम वैष्णवी रोहना है मैं मुंबई से आई हूँ मैं पहली बार आई हूँ कश्मीर में और इतना सुकून जैसा फीलिंग आ रही है कि पूछो नहीं अपने घर से भी ज्यादा सुकून तो इधर ही लगता है
कश्मीरियों ने हमें बोला कि आपको पे करने की जरूरत नहीं है हम लोग आपको फ्री ऑफ कॉस्ट स्टे प्रोवाइड करवाएंगे होटल्स ने हमें फ्री ऑफ कॉस्ट स्टे प्रोवाइड करवाने को बोला
Kashmir is safe now. Everything is open. Tourists are safe. Everyone is coming. So please do come. If you have plans and if you have already booked the tickets and everything, so please do come. It will support the local people.
We came after that sad incident. We didn't find anything unusual. Like everything looks normal.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi today addressed the Yugam Conclave, in a first-of-its-kind strategic conclave convening leaders from government, academia, industry and innovators at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi. Speaking at the event, Mr. Modi said the government's endeavour is to empower the youth with skills that make them self-reliant and position India as a global innovation hub. He said the government is modernising the country's education system to meet the needs of the 21st century. He noted that the new education policy is driving transformation in the country. The Prime Minister said the centre is bringing world-class knowledge within every student's reach in the country through One Nation, One Subscription initiative. He said today's students pursuing higher education have easy access to world-class research journals.
पिछले एक दशक में इस दिशा में तेजी से काम हुआ है, जरूरी संसाधनों को बढ़ाया गया है। 2013-14 में R&D पर ग्रॉस एक्सपेंडिचर केवल 60,000 करोड़ रुपए था, हमने इसे डबल से भी ज्यादा बढ़ाकर 1,25,000 करोड़ रुपए से भी ऊपर कर दिया है। देश में कई स्टेट ऑफ द आर्ट रिसर्च पार्क भी स्थापित किए गए, लगभग 6,000 उच्च शिक्षा संस्थानों में रिसर्च एंड डेवलपमेंट की स्थापना की गई है।
मिस्टर मोदी स्ट्रेस द इंपॉर्टेंस ऑफ स्ट्रेंथनिंग इंडियाज रिसर्च इकोसिस्टम टू अचीव नेशनल गोल्स।
हमने विकसित भारत के लक्ष्य के लिए अगले 25 वर्षों की समय सीमा तय की है। हमारे पास समय सीमित है, लक्ष्य बड़े हैं, ये मैं वर्तमान स्थिति के लिए नहीं कह रहा हूँ, और इसलिए ये जरूरी है कि हमारे आइडिया की प्रोटोटाइप से प्रोडक्ट तक की यात्रा भी कम से कम समय में पूरी हो। जब हम लैब से मार्केट तक की दूरी को कम कर देते हैं तो रिसर्च के परिणाम लोगों तक तेजी से पहुंचने लगते हैं।
Union Minister of New and Renewable Energy Prahlad Joshi has said that green hydrogen is a fuel of the future and urged the micro, small and medium enterprises to collaborate for technology development in the production of green hydrogen. Mr. Joshi was speaking after inaugurating a workshop on National Green Hydrogen Mission opportunities for MSMEs in New Delhi today. At the event, the minister also launched the Green Hydrogen Certification Scheme of India. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our X handle at EIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsoneir.gov.in and download News on EIR app. The Supreme Court has directed the CBI to conduct a preliminary inquiry into a nexus between builders and banks in projects in Delhi, the National Capital Region, Mumbai, Chandigarh, Mohali and Kolkata. During a hearing today, an apex court directed the CBI to register 7 preliminary inquiries and set up a special investigation team, SIT. One of the companies against which a preliminary inquiry will be registered is Supertech Limited. The Supreme Court will monitor the case and hear it every month. The court has also asked the CBI to submit an interim status report. The court asked the DGPs of Uttar Pradesh and Haryana to provide a list of officers for SIT. Similar directions were issued to the Institute of Chartered Accountants of India and the Reserve Bank of India. Supreme Court Judge Justice Bhushan Ramkrishna Gawai will be the next Chief Justice of India. Union Minister of Law and Justice Arjun Ram Meghwal said that President Draupadi Murmu has appointed Justice Gawai as the next Chief Justice of India and his appointment will be effective from the 14th of next month. Justice Gawai will replace current Chief Justice Sanjeev Khanna, whose tenure will end on the 13th of next month. The Delhi Cabinet today approved a draft bill to regulate fees in private and government schools in the national capital. The decision was made in response to growing frustration among parents over exorbitant hikes in school fees. Briefing the media in New Delhi, Chief Minister Rekha Gupta said that the Delhi government has made a historic decision to bring relief to the people, especially students and their parents.
आज ड्राफ्ट बिल हमने कैबिनेट में पास किया है जो कि दिल्ली के सभी स्कूलों में वेदर दैट इज एडेड नॉन एडेड प्राइवेट और हर प्रकार के स्कूल दिल्ली के 1677 स्कूल जो प्राइवेट स्कूल्स हैं उनमें फीस को लेकर के पूरा का पूरा गाइडलाइन पूरा प्रोसीजर तय करेगा और पहली बार इतिहास में दिल्ली सरकार के द्वारा ऐसा बिल बनाया जा रहा है जो कि अपने आप में फुल प्रूफ है।
Our correspondent reports that once this bill is tabled and passed in the Delhi Assembly, it will become law and enforce regulations on the fee structures of private and government schools. India and US officials met in Washington, D.C. last week as part of ongoing discussions on the bilateral trade agreement. The Minister of Commerce and Industry stated that during the meetings, the teams held fruitful discussion on a wide range of subjects covering both tariff and non-tariff matters. It added that the teams discussed the pathway for concluding the first tranche of the mutually beneficial multi-sector bilateral trade agreement by the fall of 2025. Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney's Liberal Party has retained power in the country's general election. Opposition leader Pierre Poilievre conceded defeat after failing to bring an end to the dominance of the Liberal Party. However, Canada is still counting votes for Liberal Party, leading in 168 seats, while it needs to win 172 out of 343 seats in the House of Commons to form a majority government. If Liberal Party gets less than 172 seats, as it did under Justin Trudeau in 2021, it will need the support of other small parties to help negotiate tariffs with US President Donald Trump. In his victory speech in Ontario, Nepean, Mr. Carney said the US president is trying to break Canadians so that America can own them, asserting that that will never ever happen.
We are once again at one of those hinge moments of history. Our old relationship with the United States, a relationship based on steadily increasing integration, is over. The system of open global trade anchored by the United States, a system that Canada has relied on since the Second World War, a system that, while not perfect, has helped deliver prosperity for a country for decades, is over. We are over the shock of the American betrayal, but we should never forget the lessons.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi has congratulated Mark Carney on his election as the Prime Minister of Canada. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said he is looking forward to working with him to strengthen the partnership and unlock greater opportunities for the people of India and Canada. In Trinidad and Tobago, main opposition party United National Congress's leader Kamala Prasad Bisesar claimed victory in the general elections to become the next prime minister of the Twin Island Caribbean nation, defeating ruling People's National Party. Congratulating Kamala Prasad Bisesar on a victory, Prime Minister Narendra Modi in a social media post said he is looking forward to working closely with her to further strengthen the partnership for the shared prosperity and well-being of the people of India and Trinidad and Tobago. One of India's most revered pilgrimages, the Chardham Yatra in Uttarakhand, will begin tomorrow on the auspicious occasion of Akshaya Tritiya. The Yatra will begin with the opening of the doors of Gangotri and Yamunotri temples located in Uttarkashi district. The portals of the Kedarnath temple in Rudraprayag district will open on Friday, while the doors of Badrinath Dham in Chamoli district will open on the 4th of next month. We have a report.
Amid chanting of Vedic hymns and other religious rituals, the portals of Gangotri temple and Yamunotri temple will be open tomorrow. This year, the pilgrimage is anticipated to be more divine and grand, with the state government leaving no stone unturned to ensure comprehensive arrangements for the convenience of pilgrims. State government has made elaborate arrangements with special focus on security, traffic management, crowd control, health and sanitation. A mock drill was also conducted to test the preparations. The Chardham Yatra attracts millions of devotees every year from across the country and abroad. Anupam Mishra, Akashvani News.
Akashvani will broadcast live the opening of the Chardham Yatra 2025. The live broadcast of opening of Gangotri Dham will be available tomorrow from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. The live broadcast will be available on Akashvani's Indraprasth FM Gold and Aradhana channels, as well on news on AIR app. In the women's cricket, India defeated South Africa by 15 runs to register the second consecutive victory in the Tri-Nation ODI series in Colombo. Opting to bat first after winning the toss, India posted 276 runs for the loss of 6 wickets in the allotted 50 overs. In reply, chasing a target of 277 runs, South Africa were restricted to 261 in 49.2 overs. Besides India and South Africa, Sri Lanka is the third team participating in the tournament. In IPL T20 cricket, Kolkata Knight Riders were 201 for 6 in 19.1 overs against host Delhi Capitals when reports last came in. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast heavy rainfall at isolated places over Odisha, Assam and Meghalaya tomorrow. Parts of Delhi, Haryana, Chandigarh, Uttarakhand, Uttar Pradesh, Jharkhand, Odisha, Telangana, North Interior Karnataka, Bidarbh, Chhattisgarh, West Bengal and Sikkim are likely to experience thunderstorms and gusty winds during the next 2 to 3 days. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi chairs a high-level security meeting with Defence Minister and top officials in the wake of Pahalgam terror attack. Government aims to empower youth with skills to position India as a global innovation hub, says Prime Minister. Supreme Court orders CBI probe into Builder Bank Nexus in Delhi NCR and other cities. Delhi government approves draft bill to regulate fees in all schools of the national capital. Mark Carney to continue as Prime Minister of Canada following his party's win in the general elections. And in women's cricket, India beat South Africa by 15 runs to register a second consecutive win in the Tri-Nation ODI series. And that is all in the news at 9. Good night.